Good morning, gorgeous. How are you doing today? I hope you're having a great day so far. Welcome to the Dr. Daff Show. I'm your host, Dr. Michelle Daff. I'm so happy that you're here with me today. We're talking about something beautiful, which is marriage. And I am so pleased that this content has been really helping you with your marriage in terms of really being able to see your husband with new eyes. And for those of you who are not married yet but want to be married, I'm grateful that you have something to now work towards. We are reading out of the book Fascinating Womanhood by Helen Andelin, How the Ideal Woman Awakens a Man's Deepest Love and Tenderness. Last time we talked about how to appreciate your husband, but today we're going to talk about how to admire your husband. And you may think that they're the same thing, but they're actually different. When you're admiring your husband, you're looking at different attributes and qualities about him. And we'll talk a little bit about like the definition and what it means in your day-to-day walk, but they are different. Appreciation and admiration are both necessary, and men crave them both deeply, deeply, deeply. So you can bring so much joy, so much happiness to your husband by learning how to admire him. It's great to be able to in your mind, but how you express that is what matters. Being able to express that is what matters. So I want you to go ahead and sit back, relax, get something to write with because there's a lot we are covering today, and get something to drink, and let's talk about this. What does the word admire mean? How does it differ from the word appreciate in the last chapter? You appreciate a man for his true worth and what he does for you, whereas you admire him for his manliness. Deep in every man's heart longs for admiration of his manliness, his masculine skills, abilities, achievements, ideas, dreams, and his manly body. He hungers for it as for bread. Just as you need love, he needs admiration. In fact, the center of a woman's happiness in marriage is to be loved, but the center of a man's happiness is to be admired. Although admiration is important to a man, it isn't something he can get for himself. So unlike, you know, wanting a cheeseburger or getting muscles, he can't just go to the gym and pump up admiration. That's something that comes from someone else. Okay, he likes receiving it from any and everyone he can, but especially from the woman that he loves. The woman who can pass over his human frailties and discover things to genuinely admire. Things which others fail to notice or appreciate. This is a woman that he treasures. It is such a woman who wins his deepest and most tender affection. As she gives him admiration, he returns love. So then she talks about how when some men don't get this from their wives because they desperately hunger and desire for it, it opens them up to be susceptible to possibly cheating, you know, committing infidelity, committing adultery, because of the fact that he desperately needs this. And some women are wise, they understand men and they know how to get a man's attention and get a man to fall for them. And as she puts it, women with loose morals who do not care that this man is married could try to win him by admiring things that she notices. And if he doesn't have that from home, then it makes him very susceptible. If he has it from home, then it's just like another pat in the back. But when he is deeply desiring it, when he is hungering for it, it feels even more good. And that's dangerous. So it's important for you to understand and know this so that you can practice it. And for more than anything, just so that you're doing what you should be doing in your marriage for your husband, fulfilling your role as his wife. You're the one who fills these needs. It's a well-known fact that men turn to other women not so much for sex as for admiration. So she says many women with loose morals know that men turn to other women not so much for sex, but for admiration. And unless the wife fulfills these needs, the man can be easy prey. One thing that can help you, for those of you who are just like so eager and you want to know how do I do this? One way that can help you to admire your husband more is when he talks, listen to what he's saying and think about why he is telling you this. This is like the most important thing that you can do in terms of studying and knowing your man. Just like you go to school or you have a job and you study it and you understand it and you know it in and out. This is how you should be with your husband. You should study your husband. You should know your husband in and out, not just the way he acts and his tendencies, but know him, the man. It's hard sometimes because once you're married, you don't see him in the same way as the rest of the world. They see him with fresh eyes. They notice things that you may not even see because you have gotten used to the same old thing, the pattern. So you miss out on the nuances. You miss out on things that other people may admire or may recognize as something valuable because you're just so used to it, or you just really didn't think of it as something valuable. But when he talks, that's your opportunity to see what is it he is looking for from you in terms of admiration. Because most men, unless they're men who are just like extremely talkative, which is like a different category of men, but most men are not just going to talk for nothing. Most masculine men are not just going to be rambling day and night, just chattering. They're not. So when they do tell you something, whether it's just like, oh man, I just got back from running 5 miles, instead of just saying, wow, that's a lot, think about why he is telling you this. He could have just walked in the house and just said nothing, or just said, yeah, I went for a run. But why did he tell you he ran 5 miles? Think about that. He wants you to say something. He wants you to say, wow, 5 miles? You have serious endurance. There's no way that I would be able to do that. Do you see how hot it is outside? Wow, you have some serious stamina. He wants you to admire his manliness and what he's doing. He's not just telling you that just to tell you. And so that's kind of like the premise of how you can admire your husband. And you can do this. I know you can do this, girl. You can do this. It's just about you taking the blinders off, opening up your mind, looking at him with fresh eyes, like someone who doesn't know him, like someone who's interested in him, like someone who's not already married to him, and wanting to see him in the best light possible. The need for admiration is manifest in the young boy. He doesn't realize this, but it's part of his makeup. When his parents observe his manly qualities and express their admiration, it builds his confidence and helps his growth into manhood, encouraging all the potential within him. Equally important is the kindly feelings it awakens towards his parents, creating a bond of love between them. When he feels close to them, he is fortified against youth problems which lie ahead. Because this acute need is not understood by many parents, admiration is sadly lacking for our boys. Some young men survive a life of correction without praise, but many don't. They are sad casualties along the way. Some who could have become shining lights fall by the wayside. My love, if you're raising a boy, especially for you ladies who are single parents, if you are raising a boy, where did you learn how to raise him? That is a serious question I want you to ponder. Raising a boy as a woman is not something you can just do intuitively. There must be some direction, especially if you are a single parent. You don't have a man who has lived that life to guide and to help. You must find ways to learn how to raise your son to be a full grown man who was healthy, emotionally healthy, spiritually healthy, and mentally healthy. You need him to be that way, but you can't provide all of those things. As a mother, there's a certain way that you raise him, and then there's some things that have to come from other men. But girls and boys are not raised the same way for a reason, because there are things that men need, just like your husband needs things that are different than what you need. Well, your husband started off as a boy, as a little boy. A little boy needs something separate from what a little girl needs from her mother, from her parents. So I would recommend researching in this day and age. Now you don't have to just rely on your neighbor and the baker down the street to teach you things. You can find things online. You can ask around as to what kinds of programs and resources there are to help you as his mother learn how to rear him appropriately. Boys need admiration even when they're young. Boys need to learn independence and certain things in a certain way from you while they're young. This impacts how they end up growing up. Many times we are way too harsh on our boys. We want them to be masculine and manly so bad that we lose that tenderness and nurture that they desperately still need, although they are boys. I've come across some really nice books online on raising boys because I am raising a boy and I grew up without a father, so I did not have brothers as a child, and so I didn't have anyone to kind of like model that after. I'm not a single parent, but I'm still the one doing a lot of the raising, and I need to know what he needs from the beginning. I don't need to wait until he's 15. I need to know now. I haven't read this book, but it is a book that I believe is a really strong Bible-based book, because again, in this day and age, you may pick up a book on how to raise a boy and they may be teaching you to raise him to not, you know, care about his gender and all kinds of stuff. You want a book that's rooted in truth. There's a book called Bringing Up Boys by Dr. James Dobson that it seems to be a really good book. I haven't read it yet. If you ladies know of really great books on raising boys that are rooted in truth, then definitely share it. But that one seems to be promising. Another one that I came across, I don't know if this one is Bible-based, but I do think it's pretty sound. And it's called Raising Emotionally Strong Boys, Tools Your Son Can Build On for Life. So that one's by David Thomas. So, I mean, these are just a couple. Do your own research and figure out what works for you. But never should you be raising your children blindly. You shouldn't just be raising your children based on what you think in every circumstance. Life has so much ahead for them. There are so many tools and things that they're going to need that you can help them with by researching from psychologists and from parents who've been through certain things and from different kinds of people who have raised multiple children who can just give you a clue into the future as to what your child could need from you right now. That is so important. Back to the book, admiration is something that your son desperately does need from you, even as a little boy. So what does he want you to admire? What exactly should you be admiring with your husband? What he wants you to admire more than anything else are his manly qualities. If you admire only those traits, which are like men and women, if you're only admiring things that you yourself are too, that's not the same. He'll take the compliment, but it doesn't feel like a grand, special compliment. So if you just tell him, oh, babe, you're so handsome. You're so handsome. You're so kind. You're so loving. Wow, you're so thoughtful. Those are great things, but they're not manly things. They're great, but they don't stand out as a manly, masculine behavior. So he's looking for things that are going to be separated. You're noticing his masculine body, his skills, his abilities, and his achievements. So let's go a little bit deeper into those areas. His masculine body. This is a really easy area for you to compliment and admire your husband in. His large build, strong muscles, deep voice, heavy jaw, his beard, his mustache, his heavy walk, his large hands, or anything that distinguishes him as a part of the male sex. It also includes admiring his strength and his and his endurance, like in sports, weightlifting, swimming, managing anything difficult like equipment, taming horses, mowing the lawn, painting, lifting heavy objects, opening tight jar lids, you know, anything with a hammer or a screw, just things that are just very masculine in nature. This is what you want to notice and you want to make comments about. Also, his masculine skills and abilities. These are areas that most men work in. So like maybe he's a carpenter or a mechanic, a salesman, a doctor, a lawyer. And this book was written a while ago. So yes, there are women doctors and lawyers, but these are still considered masculine skills and abilities. You can also compliment his masculine achievements, like being advanced in his company or taking the championship if he's an athlete, winning a debate, outstanding service, any difficult objective in a masculine field. You can also appreciate his masculine goals and dreams. So if he has things that he wants to do, things that he's interested in, then admire his deep desire for it or his dedication towards working towards that goal. If it's something worthy of your notice and admiration, then admire it. Ladies, before we continue, I want to share my fragrance line with you, Fine Forever. Fine Forever is a fragrance line with a promise. It is a blessed luxury fragrance line that promotes the promises of God. Each fragrance is tied to a biblical scripture to remind you that with God, you will be fine forever. We launched our first fragrance, 2911, after the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, which talks about the plans God has for your life. This fragrance is rich, deep, mysterious, and feminine. It will surely turn heads and become a signature scent for you. We also have our Faith Collection, which introduces two beautiful fragrances that are unique and memorable, Silent Storm and Mustard Seed. Mustard Seed is a fresh, delicate, and bright aquatic floral fragrance, and it's reminiscent of a warm beach on a tropical sea. Silent Storm is a decadent, gourmand fragrance that portrays youthful femininity. Silent Storm is rich, smooth, and refined. Visit the website www.fineforever.com. You can use the code Dr. Daff for 20% off of your fragrance. Thank you so much for your love, your kindness, and your support. Now, back to our episode. Traits of his character. Masculine men tend to be decisive, steadfast, and aggressive, and these traits seem to be uniquely masculine. Okay, so in contrast to femininity, masculine men, they have a character that exudes chivalry towards women and children, a sense of honor in their masculine duties, like having courage to face a situation. Maybe your husband owns a company or he's in a high office at work and he tells you that he had to fire someone today. You know, just instead of being like, oh, that's so sad. Oh, that's so unfortunate. Okay, yeah, of course, like no one wants to hear anyone got fired. That sucks. But you are his wife. So think about why he's telling you that. And you can say, honey, I'm sorry that you had to be the one to make that decision. But I admire the fact that you have the courage to make these really tough decisions for the betterment of the company. I know it probably wasn't easy, but the fact that you're able to do it, babe, you really know how to look out for your company. You know, so you're just shifting the focus a little bit. Doesn't mean it completely ignore the fact that he could be having a hard time with the decision. You can always ask him, you know, what are his thoughts or feelings after firing the person, just to see if there's more there that he needs to unpack. But maybe there is, maybe there isn't. But you admiring that builds him up and it gives him the opportunity to be able to share more with you. Once you say that, maybe he really hurt him to make that decision. He can say, yeah, I know. Those guys weren't performing, like they weren't doing what they needed to do. They just weren't. It sucks that I had to do it. I didn't want to, like I don't want to be the bad guy, but you know, I had to. And you're like, yeah, I understand, honey. Like, you had to do what you had to do, and you had the courage to do it. You know, and in all of this, you're talking to God, you're asking God for wisdom, you're asking God for guidance, you're asking God to help you to say the right thing. You don't want to be nervous and just saying a whole bunch of nothing or saying things you don't mean. You want to ask God for guidance on how to respond. And sometimes your response is literally just nothing. Just listen to him. Just listen to him talk. You can also admire his masculine role. The man who serves as a guide, protector, and provider for his family is performing a very masculine duty. As he leads his family gently but firmly, faithfully going to work day to day to provide them a living, he deserves both appreciation and admiration. You appreciate him for what he does and the money he earns from his labors, but you admire him for the masculine skill and ability required to earn the income. When you admire his masculinity, it makes him feel manly. It's the most enjoyable feeling that he can experience. You become indispensable to his happiness, and admiring his masculinity is one of the keys to winning his love and his devotion. So some of you ladies really struggle with knowing how to interact with your husband, knowing how to please your husband. Maybe you want to do more things for your husband. You feel like you are just there. You don't really know how to play your wifely role. You're stuck in a routine. You don't really feel like there's a spark in your marriage. You may even be trying to do things like buy him things or try to get him to go on trips or things to distract the two of you. But one way you can immediately add romance and attraction and his desire to be near you is by admiring him, is by you taking the time and giving him what he desires. That's something we as women have to always work on, because we have what we think he wants or what we think will make him happy, but there are things that he desires, and all of those things cost you nothing but the ability to take a step back and give him something that may be hard for you to give because it may feel unnatural or you may not want to. But that admiration is what he really wants more than anything. So how can you discover things to admire about your husband? Think about this. In your day-to-day life, most of your thoughts day-to-day are probably focused on your own concerns, the kids, the chores, your personal problems, and things that you're involved in. So try thinking about your husband. Think about what kind of man he is. What problems has he faced? What has he overcome? What has he done with his life so far? What would he like to do in the future? What are his strong points? Admire these things and start observing him more. She says that most men have either brains, brawn, or skill. Brawn is like him being muscular and, you know, just very manly and rugged. So most men either have brain, brawn, or skill. So observe him in these three categories. Listen to him talk. This is your greatest opportunity, is when he talks. Okay, this is what I just mentioned at the beginning, but she talks about this in the book, especially when he talks about himself, subjects he's interested in, or his life away from home. Okay, he is going to talk at some point about something to you. So you encourage him to talk about himself, especially his life away from the home. Begin by asking him leading questions about his work. And when you see that he's enjoying the conversation, keep it going by your questions and your comments, and learn to listen. When he's talking about those things, don't try to interject your opinions and your thoughts and all of that, unless you absolutely must. Just try to listen. You can obviously talk about your opinion and how you feel about these things once he's done talking. But if you do that and the thing that you say just totally throws the conversation off track or irritates him, he will stop talking. So it's best to just listen to him. And instead of talking about your opinions and your ideas, ask him questions. Ask him clarifying questions and just keep the conversation going. And one thing you're going to notice is that he is going to love talking so much, because most people love talking about themselves. The fact that you're interested in whatever he's talking about is going to make him feel so good that you're probably not going to be able to get him away from you. So So make sure that when you do this, you have plenty of time to listen to him talk. And he may end up following you to the next room, or when you're done talking, coming back and saying, wait, one more thing, because he is really happy that you're interested in listening to him. So make sure you have the time. Don't ask him questions and then be like, oh, sorry, gotta go. Or be slowly walking backwards as he's talking. Because again, you may be there for a while. So let's talk about how to listen to a man. Follow this rule and you will be a good listener. Do not only listen to what he is saying, but to the man who is saying it. Notice how absorbed he is in the subject, how he has mastered the intricate details, what skill and knowledge he has gained, how he has worked out and developed his own ideas, how loyal and devoted he is to them, what mental and moral power he can wield, what a genuine man he is when you stop to appreciate him. If he's talking about politics, religion, or world events, don't follow the conversation so closely that you can't fail to appreciate the man that is talking. And don't become so wound up in the subject that you form strong opinions which lead to arguments. Follow the conversation, of course, but know how to follow the man too. He may display a special knowledge about the subject, a knowledge which comes from intelligence, experience, or dedicated study. If his attitude shows impatience with how things are, this may indicate that he has ideas on the subject, ideas that may need to be expressed and appreciated. As his ideas unfold, look for idealism and devotion to the things that he believes in. If you can't comprehend all of what he's saying, don't let this bore you. Look for traits of character which you can admire, because sometimes he's talking all high like that just to impress you. So he's making sure that you don't understand him. He wants admiration bestowed upon himself as a man. So when he's doing this, I recommend that you just look deeply into his eyes. When you don't understand what he's talking about or you don't care, just look at him. Just look into his eyes all dreamy and just be like, wow, he loves football. And just smile. You know, men do this a lot. A lot of times when they're talking to a woman or they're on a date with a beautiful woman and they're enjoying the date and this woman's going on and on and on about something, most of the time the man is not listening. He's looking at her and he's falling in love with her because she's so passionate about something and he's just like in awe of how silly she is or how funny she is or how just enamored she is with something. And they love that. They're looking at the woman. They could completely care less about what she's talking about. That's how men fall in love oftentimes. They love women who are passionate about something. And so it's the same concept. You're looking at him, not really what he's talking about. It doesn't really matter. And then you have to learn how to express this admiration that you have for him. The first thing is to be sincere. This is not something that can be done with superficial flattery. You have to cultivate sincere admiration before you can actually express it effectively. You cannot just be saying anything that comes to your mind because it will come off as fake. If you don't truly believe it, then don't even say it. Anything you say will be easily detected as insincere, and instead of appreciating your praise, he may actually resent it, counting it as manipulation, trying to gain a benefit for yourself. That's why it has to be real. You have to really believe, wow, this guy really knows a lot about video games. How does he know all this stuff? He spent so much time researching this and playing, and even though I think it's nonsense, this is kind of impressive. And so when you say, wow, babe, it's kind of impressive that you know this much about video games. You have a really great memory. How did you remember the name of all of these different superheroes? Things that you're actually impressed with, even if you think it's silly, it's still impressive. That's what he's going to believe you on, not the things that you just make up. And so be specific. When you're expressing your admiration, don't just say, you're so manly. He's going to be like, why do you say that? What do you mean by that? Give me an example. What are you talking about? This has happened to me where my husband literally like made me And he was serious. Like, he did not want to accept the compliment. He wanted an example because he thought I was just like making it up. And he still didn't believe me, honestly. And I meant it. I was sincere. But, you know, he's just really humble and he wasn't going to just accept it. He didn't think it was much of anything, even though I really valued it. But I really had to come up with one. So don't just say things. Make sure you have something you're pulling from when you say it. And you must be able to accept him as a man that he is. You have to accept the total man before your admiration will be well received. And so if you haven't listened to Accepting Him, then I would recommend that you listen to that podcast on how to accept a man, because he needs to believe that you genuinely accept who he is as a person and not just parts of him. That you let him be himself, you don't criticize him, you don't try to change him. Then when you admire him, he really does believe it. And when you sincerely admire your husband, it really can bring significant rewards to both of you. For the man, it fills the most important need. It can also be a tremendous motivation to him, causing him to grow in masculinity and in his success in life, therefore bringing him fulfillment. Rewards to you are equally significant. Your greatest need from him is love. And when you give him admiration, he returns love. And then she has quite a few like testimonials on different women and how they began admiring their husbands and how their lives changed. And I want to read a couple of them to you because they're so touching and very relatable, especially for you ladies who really do struggle with this. This is one of those areas that really points to whether or not you are seeing your husband for the man that he really is. If you can admire him, it shows that you married someone that you respect. You marry someone who you deem is worthy of you. If you have things about him that you really do believe are special, are unique, are worthy. And for some of you ladies, you're going to realize after listening to this that you actually never take time to admire him. Maybe you compliment him on certain things, but you haven't taken time to really admire the man that he is. And it's a beautiful eye-opener because it's really going to open up your marriage in a way that's never been opened up before. And he will begin to see you in a new light. And you will become much more beautiful to him. Everyone wants to feel like they're with someone who actually wants to be with them, who sees them for the man that they really are. Everyone wants to feel seen and understood for who they are by the person who loves them the most. So don't be down on yourself if you haven't ever taken the time to admire your husband, or if other things that he's done has dampened your perception of him. Maybe his character has fallen in other places, so you just see him as like trash because he's done other things that were just awful. Admire him for the things that he's done right, for the things that are unique about him. Put aside those frailties, those mistakes. We are all human. We are not perfect. We all have things about ourselves and our personalities and our behaviors that are awful. That's why we all need to have a relationship with Jesus, because we're always a work in progress. So it's not fair to take away from blessing him with your words because of his actions in the past. You have to forgive him. You have to move forward. And you have to let him know that you see him. You see him. Trying to tell my husband that I accepted him and that I admired him for standing up and sticking to his convictions was a very hard thing for me to come out with. First of all, I'm not the kind of person to say something like this. And second, I thought I would start to giggle. I tried 3 or 4 times to do my little speech, but always ended up turning and walking out of the room. Finally, I was gonna do it, no matter what kind of mess it turned into. So I walked into the room and I started. And once I started, I realized that I was actually saying how I really felt. This was one of the main reasons I fell in love with my husband. He did stand up for what he believed in, and he didn't let me get away with walking all over him. Well, the look in his eyes was just unbelievable. Never can I remember such a look. He had so much pride in his eyes, and it was not for himself. It was for me. About a week later, he took me out to dinner and made 2 comments. One hurt, and the other felt great. He said, For the first time, he really felt I really cared. He had never thought I cared about what happened to him. Second, that he loved me more than he has ever loved me before. What more can a woman ask for? Isn't this what we all really want? I thought that was so beautiful, especially the part where she's talking about the fact that she's trying to say it, but she just keeps laughing. And that's the thing, like sometimes when you do stuff like this in the beginning, it seems so fake or it seems like so silly and it's hard to do it. You may even get nervous. But when you start doing anything new, it feels like that. Even if you never wear the color yellow, and I say from now on, I think you should try to wear yellow 3 times a week. As soon as you wear it, you're going to be like, this is too bright. This is too much. You're just going to feel so uncomfortable just wearing a color. You're not even talking. You're just wearing something. So anything new, anything that feels outside of you is going to feel uncomfortable. But as you continue to do it, you will get used to it and you may even like it. It may be your color and you never knew. So this is something that may take some time for you to just get comfortable, but that just shows you that there is an area in your femininity that needs work. You being vulnerable enough to say something that feels hard to say because you don't know how he's going to respond, or you know, you're just not used to being that soft. You're not used to being that sweet. This is something that's going to take time, but you have to start. So let me just read this last one. My husband was a smart man, but a boring conversationalist. When we had dinner guests, he would begin to talk, but so low and hesitating and so long between sentences that people would break in on his story and change the subject. Or I would pick up on his story, take it away from him and finish it. This is before I took Fascinating Womanhood. After I studied about admiring my husband, when we were at a dinner party and he began to talk, I would fix my starry eyes, gazed on him, refusing to look at anyone else, and thus force everyone at the table to listen to him. Often, probably for a year or more, he would simply talk directly to me, as I was so fascinated by everything he was saying. Gradually, his confidence in himself as a conversationalist began to grow. And today, he is one of the finest conversationalists. He can hold a table spellbound. And people say to me, I could listen to your husband for hours. I thought that was so beautiful because that's just a picture of how a wife can just change a man's life by showing him the love and the admiration that he needs. Even if no one else is paying attention to him, she was. She was on his side. She was showing her husband that she respects him, she admires him, and they're on the same team. Instead of trying to fix him, instead of trying to prove to everyone that her husband is normal, that he's something that he's not at the moment, she let him be who he is. And that love and admiration gave him the confidence to be the man that he was supposed to be. And I thought that was just so beautiful. And that's what we're supposed to do as wives. We are supposed to be his helper, the one who helps him to reach the potential that God put inside of him. And we can only do that by taking a step back and allowing him to be himself and then admiring him for who he is, showing the world who he is. That's a perfect example of you being his crown, of you being the one that gives him the glory. I thought that was such a beautiful story. So I just want to say thank you. And I hope that this segment blessed you and gave you something to think about, gave you something to work towards, inspired you for your marriage. I pray that God just touches you and he gives you the grace to be the wife that he has called you to be, and for your marriage to be strengthened, to be healed, and to blossom in this season. Please share this podcast with anyone who you think could benefit from this information. You can share it on your socials. If you do, tag me at Dr. Michelle Daff or at the Dr. Daff Show. I love you all so much, and I'm so excited for the woman that you are growing into, for the wife that you are creating right now by doing these things and becoming the ideal wife for your husband. So until next time, my loves, remember that in all things you do, make a feminine impression. Bye-bye.